Okay, next question. May 7th, 2022, payday with Allison. You said the words, you achieve the God particle through antimatter. Is it important to know what you meant there?
Sure. You're proving I'm well because I have felt bad. I'm hot because once I was cold. I now consider myself rich because I used to be damn poor as fucking dirt with watered down jello. But I don't have that problem anymore. And I was happy in both states. Hang on now. Didn't have anything to do with how I felt about it. It's just the condition. So you're asking the question, the obvious polity of So you're having to note your we want to say dulcimer, but that's probably the wrong word, but that's what we mean. The dulcimer, the tuning of the dulcimer, the left harp dulcimer. And so you're that's that condition. And you have to adjust that, and you do. So that's what antimatter does. It points out the conditioned response of the both sides of the black hole. Now, that's very significant, not for your everyday fucked up, stomp down hell heel. Nope, you do that natural. But when you start making the sun go supernova and you're taking one planet out of the 10 or 11 or ever how many y'all think planets y'all think y'all got in this solar system today, when you start picking one of them, not Mars, but the third rock from the sun, through the Bob's neck in the sun, you better know all about how antimatter or what connects the other side of the wormhole. It's a short trip if you're on both sides of the mirror. And look now, that mirror, is it'll tell time. Because you look in that mirror and that's your it's aged. Because at times it hits the rising cones and comes back, you're an older person than that is, actually. So if you had both sides of the mirror, then from here to Andromeda, it is just a twinkling of an eye, as Vestal so aptly sings through the Eastern Gate. See, so the metaphor becomes science, becomes provable, becomes a heresy, becomes a satanic rule of lockdown Bob, Satan rule, that's lockdown Bob rule, and that's how that all applies. So, perfect.
Now
it
that
all comes together.
Now, this brings up a question. Okay, we're going to Andromeda on the Earth as the ship of the Earth, but that means the people below the 33rd will be coming along, correct?
Sure. They sure will.
But will they step on
Andromeda? There'll be a lot of tag-alongs. No, but there'll be tag-alongs. There'll be steerage. You know, it was like the people that were in the bottom levels of the Titanic. Very few made it. Except for a handful and the unthinkable Molly Brown. She made it.
So they'll be on the trip, but they might not survive the trip.
They won't make it. Because, well, first of all, the rest of the if Bob is successful, and with this mission possible, we don't want to call it mission impossible, but with this mission possible, if he negotiates it right, what they're going to become, they're going to, do you know what spam is, Carolyn? You ever heard of spam?
I do.
Okay, what the humans, the leftover remnant, the leftover remnant that's below the 30, he's got double stuff. He's got mucus. See what happens when you don't wash your hands? You need to wash your hands. So
stop distracting Ion, Bob.
So what happens is the leftover remnant, everybody's flowing feverishly onto the 33rd parallel. And they're fixing to drop 42, and you're fixing to have more wetbacks than you and Carter ever made liver pills. And they got enough fentanyl to kill everybody else, so it's going to be all right. There's enough fentanyl now to kill 900 million people in Texas right now. So fasten your doom buggy belts, baby, because here we go, rubber buggy baby bumpers. So now what happens is they're rushing over right before time. Because we told them, Bob said, you better get up here. Fuck around if you want to. But if you're not on the Yarmulke continent, God save the queen. See ya. Love you. Bye. Well, they heard it. They're coming hard. So that's fine. Let them do what they do. We don't care. They're going to do what they're going to do. All right. That's not the point. Everybody that doesn't make it, okay, they're going to become a form of spam for the organized territory release of the rest of the earth, everything below the Yarmulke continent. So they become, if they live, which is not possible, but they'll be composted into what you call, it'll be an alien-approved spam.
Yeah, good, you mean protein. Spam, as in the meal, the can of spam is human spam.
They'll become, they'll preserve it, and the aliens will eat them, and it'll be good for them, because you don't want aliens in your rice box, for Pete's sake. Right?
Okay.
Durham's in court right now, and even Duffy's starting to consider the 244,000 mules, the 144,000 mules. He's even considering that himself now that he has to. So it's catching on, and everybody's now to a position where they go, wait a second. If there's nothing to see here, why is everybody talking about what we're not supposed to see here? If there's nothing to see here, why is everybody exclusively talking about the parts that we're not supposed to see? I just don't quite understand. I don't understand.
So a lot of the average people, so-called average people, are watching and saying something's up, right?
No, the average people who are, like, doing their worky thing or not worky thing or doing TikTok or OnlyFans or whatever they do, sitting at home, not even watching Netflix anymore, so now they're all wondering what they're going to do, are paying $5 and something for a gallon of gas, so they can't afford to go run around town and look for their formula, their baby formula, because their baby's starving to death. So if the abortions don't get them, they'll starve the babies out with no food. So either way, the baby part's pretty much done at this stage of the game. Then aliens... The angel babies being born will never live.
The babies being born now are angels, did you say?
Yeah, they are angel mixed. They're segregated.
Yeah. That's what Jesus was. Jesus, the third Jesus was that, seraphim.
Correct. And so what they're doing, the game, the genocide, is going to be either abort them all, or if you're going to pass a law and let them all be born, if you're going to make them breed... If you're going to make pregnant women breed, then we're going to starve them because they won't have nothing to eat.
Okay, so, and there's no inkling that the tourists walk along the beach say they're having a good time today and yesterday and tomorrow. They have no clue that fucking disaster is going to happen, right?
Yeah, check your stock market, Bob. It's 31,000. It went down another, it was 36,000 not many, many, many moons ago. Now it's a little under 31,000. Yes.
Okay, still going down. Still going down slowly.
Every thousand points is everything. Every thousand points, remember, is $1 trillion.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. So is Jim Cramer out of his skull? He doesn't have a clue what's going on.
He lost his yelling. Mind. He doesn't know. Is it? Bye. Sell. Mad money. It's mad money because he's mad because his foundational trust isn't making any money more because nobody's watching it. See, do you remember back in the days of Lewis Rukauser? That's when sanity controlled the market. That's when it was normal. You could talk about something and you could have an opinion about Big Blue. I like Big Blue. IBM is my favorite. It's $99 a share. We're going to keep it around 100, so that's the way to go. International business machine, that's the way to go. You know, it wasn't on my favorite pet rock or my favorite or shares of my favorite Martian. It wasn't like that.
Right.
You didn't have to have that. So now it's all just topsy-turvy.
Next question. JW was a little panicky a couple of days ago when he heard that somebody in Switzerland, some gang, announced the new world order.
No, it's Belgium. It's Belgium. They're going to undo Brussels. And he knows folks and has contacts from there. So he was all upset. They called him, giving him, letting him know that it was blood in the market, literally blood in the market, which means you can get, or your famous saying is, or Marshall McLuhan say, you have the hardest time getting blood out of a turnip. Well, they're now lining up their turnips to see if there's any blood left in them. And that's what's now killed the cryptos. All the cryptos. Remember we used to say that Bitcoin's going to zero? Well, it weighed just Bitcoin. Now it's starting to affect all the digital currencies because the New World Order is going to make its own digitized version. So all the other versions have to be obfuscated. And so that's the process that's being taken care of now. And don't sit here and take like we had a newsflash. You caused every minute of this. Every bit of this is your fault.
Yeah.
Don't you think that you're not going to take credit for it now? No, it's good to ask the question. Oh, I had no idea that the blockchain was going to fall. I had no idea. Yeah, no. Like that. Yeah, good luck with that. No. You can't. But you've been on CKLN 2. Secret Council 10 has been too good to you, Bob. It's been good to you.
Yeah. Now it's good to be a chairman of Secret Council 10.
Carolyn asked a bright question some time ago. Should we buy some gold in case it gets that bad? And our response was, don't worry, it's too late. If you had it all in gold, what you going to swap the gold for? Well, they'll just kill you for the gold. What you going to swap it for? Doesn't help. Because you have the currency, but you've got to hold that line and stop causing all these troubles. It's kind of like setting the kitchen on fire and then saying, Carolyn, the kitchen's on fire. You better come look about it. But you set the fucking kitchen on fire. Hey, Carolyn, I saw the news. Our kitchen was on fire. You better come look at that. This. I don't know. Like, Carolyn,
you
the kitchen is on fire, I think. Well, you're setting fire and then wondering how the kitchen got on fire. I don't know what a bill of lading is. I don't know.
No,
you just said
you have the currency, so sit still. You mean the RNA drop currency, that level?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
That example of what it represents, yes.
Great. Mm-hmm. So this chaos that's going on, now I saw a pretty
you're going to admit that. So, hold on now. You can't have this both ways. You can't go with ION, when is something going to happen, and then flip over to ION, the current chaos that's going on. You can't have it both ways, man. It's got to be one way or the other. So,
what do you mean? I can't make an opinion. I can't state.
No, you can make an opinion, but you can't accuse us of not doing
you
anything.
Said, where's the chaos? Where's the chaos?
Right.
I don't see any chaos. Right. And then the next minute you said, well, with this current chaos going on.
Yeah, that's what he's describing, Carolyn. I've learned in the last 30 seconds whatever he said, and I apply it immediately. And I'm accused of jumping to another topic. That's not right. I fucking applied it. Okay. So here's my wonderful elaboration
on
the matter.
Our Miss Brooks. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Bob.
So listen to this. So I think I saw a news item, rare that I see a news item. And this British chancellor or somebody got up in Parliament back in maybe middle of March, and he said, at the end of the month, we're going to a new digital currency, and we're getting rid of everything. He said, we got a dramatic statement like that. And I think it was to the end of March. Right. So
and they have. And that's
I
happened.
Never heard anything. Does anybody know
it's
that
happened.
He did it? Well, who's announcing it?
Look up Doge. Look up. Nobody's announcing it. They're just doing it. Look up Doge, D-O-G-E, doggy. Look up doggy coin, Bob. Look it up.
Look it up, Carol. Look it up, D-O-G-E. But here's the thing, Ion. So that guy said it, and then they did it. Is that what affected the New World Order statement that JW is worried about or responding to in Belgium?
They're hooked into each other. Meanwhile, CERN's running 100 miles an hour. They're uphill both ways.
Right.
You've
now,
got quarks
we know
that are causing new things. You've got quarks that are affecting markets before they even open.
Right. So the Antichrist is in Belgium. No, he's in Saskatchewan. Just a minute, Carol. The Antichrist is in Saskatchewan, I think. Is he still there? And when you say Belgium is being affected, is that something that the Antichrist is causing on my behalf, or the Antichrist is under attack? What's happening with the Antichrist?
Fourth angel, Bob. It goes back to your Revelation lineage. Fourth angel. Come on, Bob. Don't do that. You ain't got time. You got to do your next thing. So let's go. Just mark fourth angel and move on.
Hey, we're dropping the antics. Look, you.
Hey,
you're like a little kid. Okay, Dad, we're going to Disney. Okay, we're going to Disney. No, we're not going to Disney.
Are we there yet?
Stop it with your antics. Okay.
Bob, if you could avoid the gossip for a minute, find out what Ion meant when he said CERN is running 100 miles per hour. The quarks are affecting the market. How are the quarks affecting the market, Ion?
We said it's going 100 miles an hour uphill both ways. So the only thing that's propping up a Dow Jones now is that the quark is going uphill both ways. It's pushing up on both sides. It's fictitiously supporting a market base that has nothing to support it. Y'all think the crash at 29 was something? Mm-mm. That'll be like a day at Disney World, Bob. Mm-hmm. pedophilia included.
What do you mean they're going up in opposite directions? How can that be? What's going up in opposite directions?
Bob, what does CERN do? What's a proton accelerator? What is that?
I don't know.
You fucked it up. You fucked it up the last time, you little shoulder, elbow patch, bad major sport coat for your famous name of cookie crumbs.
Everything that's going on, all the different realities that are reported in the news of the former Illuminati, they're all being affected by me. Whatever's going up and down 100 miles an hour, that's caused by me. And basically, it's being caused while they wait to see what happens with Bob and the aliens. That's the drama, right? And that's it. It's that simple.
And then, Carolyn, picture it. Bob sitting on the little bench, on the little stool, and he looks at the little black woman sitting next to him, and he looks and he says, you know, life is like a box of chocolate. That's what Bob says. He says, life is like that. You never know what you're going to get.
Forrest Gump is about me. I've always said that.
Of course.
Who was listening to me on KPFK when it was David Porter show on Genesis of a Music? Carol hates that I remember all these details. Genesis of a Music. Me and David Porter.
Well,
doing me.
Steve Jameson did.
Gossip.
What? Who in Hollywood?
Stop it.
Heard me on KPFK.
KPFK? Oh, okay. Alan Ladd.
He's look him up, Carol. I think he's dead. But he's not dead, right? Look at Carol.
He's
trying to take over the session. Just calm down, Carol. You have no input here. Okay, just do what I say. Look up Alan Ladd.
So anyway, Doge is like 8 cents a piece, Bob. Doge. Remember, it was like a dollar and something.
Oh, is that right?
Exactly.
Okay, so it fell. And so what's
falling.
That tell us?
All of the cryptos are down to like nothing. Bitcoin is like 29,000 or less. Remember, it was 60,000. It was going to go to the moon and all that kind of crap.
Well, you know, you have told me for years, what? You just said, what was it? What the hell you would...
You said no antics. You said no fire.
Yeah.
You said
no more antics.
Polymerase. You said no polymerasing, Bob. No polymerasing. So we got to do something else.
What was it, Carol?
That's perfect.
Asking me something.
What, Carol?
I know what it was. Jane Mansfield was a whore. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That was the chief.
Yeah. So.
Cross your heart.
Yeah, you mentioned Alan Ladd. You're saying
Punky Brewster.
Collapse.
Punky Brewster listened to you, too. He is
collapsed. So, how come Mike Myers in Pinta Vireta has a lot of references to me and Blue
Pinta Reventa. Pinta Reventa. Is that the Riviera
Vireta? Okay, where'd he get his information about me?
Pentaveret.
Yeah, Pentaveret. Where did he get his information about me? How'd he get it?
Ion, it actually started from the old informationfarm.blogspot.com.
Yeah, was he
Cause it could never get Because it could never get Ion, the Ion site. He could never get that up. It never worked for him. He could never get to the links because he was in Canada kind of thing. But then it went out.
Yeah.
And then finally when it shifted, it was all compiled. And once you started compiling the information, people could follow the threads. Because otherwise they had to dig. They'd have to live 30 years to get all the information. But then you got it on a Zoom line so they could hit the button and get all of Mae Brussel or get all of, fill in the blank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it, was he first hearing me on CKLN?
No, it was after that. But we don't know, because now all that's now. Because, oh, well, Bob, I was listening to CKN last night, and you had a really great – Bob Marshall was on. It was the greatest thing. I don't know. It was really great. I really enjoyed it. You went through the Texas Council 10 and Club 22. And, oh, it was great what you went through. It was great. Just like it was back in the 80s, you see. Because it's all there.
What, Carol?
It's all there.
If you get bullshit, you didn't agree with that either.
so Carolyn says, "Have you gonna expect me to have kofifi for you? Is that what you're trying to say?" Oh, okay, we'll get you some kofifi.
Okay, so these guys, the British Chancellor, they're bringing in this digital thing. Is it happening? Is it going to get anywhere? Or is it depending on you?
Bob, that's why all the markets are falling. That's why all the inflation is running. The Americans are stuck. They're fucked. They've run this debt up over $35 trillion, and now they just raised interest rates up because they have to, because the inflation is with Zimbabwe money. So, you know, like a bottle of RNA drops is going to be $1.6 million very soon. $1,600,000 U.S. We're going to have to, and there's nothing you can do. So tell Karen to get ready, but she needs to put extra decimal points in her website for the big money, because what's happened is they've devalued money. So how you fix that? Do you raise interest rates to make money more valuable? So then all of a sudden it'll slow down the machine, slow down the economy, so the inflation won't run everything up. Well, when you do that, you owe $35 trillion that you're now paying more interest on that you can't pay. So you're fucked. See?
Right.
They caught themselves. They're fucked. And so now what happens is they've got to have a solution. No, wait, let's finish. You got to have a solution. Yep. The solution is it's called Carolyn. Now, this was your problem. You caused it, but Carolyn named it. You know what they call it? You can look this up on the Googler. The Great Reset.
Because Carol named
is
it.
That,
Carol
is named. That the most clever thing ever? Is that the most clever thing ever? And it might be the great RNA reset. It might be. Could be.
For the great Bob.
That's what they're actually
Bob, they say
they're
great
calling
Bob.
It the great. They're calling it. But no, they say Bob Damn. They say Bob. Bob Damn reset. That's what it is. That's what they're trying. The Bob Damn. That's Bob Damn them all to hell. So what's happened is this is that that's what they're calling it too. They're calling it to a point to say, we can't do it like this. It's over. We're done. I don't want her. You can have her. She's too fat for me. Gotta go. And so now what happens is they got to replace that with something. Because as Carolyn says, like all your bad habits you have, Bob, you don't get rid of any bad habits. You replace them with another habit, hopefully a better one. But we haven't had much luck with that so far. We haven't had a lot of considered success in that arena so far, but we're hoping for hope that things will come out okay.
All right, so a lot of people consider Klaus Schwab of the WEF as Satan now.
Klaus.
And they're talking
it's
about
Klaus,
his great
it's Klaus.
Research, but they are talking
Klaus.
About us, for fuck's sake. Klaus, yeah. They're
you don't want
us,
to.
God
Bob, why? Oh yeah, I'm here. Here I am. I'm on the grassy knoll. God damn it! You better take a picture of me, motherfucker. Here, yeah. No, them bullet cases didn't come out of that car. No. I'm not on the grassy. Okay. God, you don't want to be that, Bob. Why you want to do that? God damn. Okay, you want to be George Soros in line stuffing ballot boxes with? But no, you don't want to be George Soros. Stuffing bad boats into the ballot box. You don't want to be that. You don't need to be that. Hell, you don't even have to go out of your house. How you want to go be in charge and run something? Oh, no. Well, just now we have special guest star. You'll be on The View. You'll be like Carolyn on The View trying to push your varicose veins through the toilet paper holder to show them how hemorrhoids work. You'll be the hemorrhoid buddy to tell them what happened in the world. And they had to bring McCain's daughter back up. So y'all can go head-to-head of what's wrong with McCain that you're so fond of.
Yeah, but here we are. We're not trying to get any attention. And they call it the Great Reset. They should put
right.
.com or Dr. Carol Dean on it. Why? They're using our words, and we're trying to hide.
She named it. You're not trying to hide. You just said, why aren't we getting credit for it? Well, you are getting credit for it, goddammit. That's Kill, he beats everything. He just said, I want my attention. I want my pound of flesh. I want my 15 minutes of fame. And then he says, I'm not getting it. And we said, we are getting it. That's what you go. Okay. Well, then, now we don't want it. So what are we going to do? They named the Great Reset. They send it to us. We send the tent. We're the jackass. We're on the grassy knoll, Ion. What are we going to do? Get us off the grassy knoll. Get us off. Too late, Bob. You told them where you was, how it was, and what it was. It's too late. So, no worries.
I look back at Kelly. She might be looking at it. She gets nervous. Hey, Kelly, you never thought that Schwab's Great Reset is referring to you, did you?
Of course.
She claimed, of course.
Of course.
You
of
knew
course.
How oblivious she walks around, doing her little niceties, living her life here, and all the hell's going all over the place, and she's causing it, doesn't pay any attention to it.
Bob, you better be careful. You better be careful. She's got a little gambling problem. She's taking up cards, Bob. She may mortgage away the company. You may have a new board members any day now.
I'm playing solitaire right now, Bob. You're interfering.
Yeah, she's always playing solitaire now. For fuck's sake. Okay. Enough of your antics, Dr. Dean. So let's see. The next question.
Now, that did qualify in the gossip column with the solitaire. That was a gossipy position, though. I'll give you that. It was gossipy there. That's
going right there. Everybody's going to know that Carol's playing solitaire. I'm not going to hide that, Carol. So
you have to go to Twin Peaks. Have to go to Twin Peaks. That'll be more fun.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Bert said the other night, when I do my press conference, David Lynch, who would never say anything about me up to the press conference. Once the press conference happens, he's going to say, that's Bob. That's the guy in my movie. That's what Bob Dale mm-hmm. Cooper is all based on Bob. Is that going to happen? All these people are going to start screaming that
of
I
course.
Was about what they
of
were
course.
About.
Of course. And then all these people that you've tried to have a fellatio-based relationship with, they're all going to run up to you and throw their penis out at you, and then you're going to see what you're going to do. Carolyn, these people got penises all over me. I know, Bob. You said you had this relationship. You said you made them what they are. So it's like they just want to show you. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, what about in Lost, when they found this little apparatus on the coast that they could see themselves way back, and something was monitoring. It was like a Akashic record. What was that referring to?
CERN. And how CERN changes, like quarks. Remember we talked about quarks? Remember we talked about these things? Well, a proton accelerator makes those more agitated, or makes them more... it's like enhanced electrons.
Yeah. Do the CERN scientists know that's what's happening, or they have other ideas?
They don't know shit. They're just surprised you hadn't done poisoned them with famous cookies. They're just hoping to last one more day, Bob.
Okay. Is there
like I say, there's enough fentanyl in Texas today to kill 900 million Americans. Right,
okay,
but 300 million in America, so it ought to be interesting. Yeah. You can kill yourself, kill yourself, and there'll still be some left over.
Okay, Carolyn was looking at the summit of the 17,000 doctors who are against Fauci and trying to get a different interpretation of the viruses. What they're concerned with is long over, right? And what their issue is not, it's not there. These new issues you're talking about what's coming.
No. That's not the right way to say it. What we're trying to say is it's too late. He was successful. He did what he was supposed to do. He did it.
Fauci?
He held you long enough till you could get hooked up. He got you jabbed. You can't get unjabbed.
Now, you say that my boat with the 41 boxes went around the world twice. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
This world, mm-hmm. in this world, went around twice. And it doesn't take that long to go around once, right? So
correct.
Here's
the news flash. It went around the world twice without a bill of lading. That's impossible.
And they didn't dock anywhere. What was he looking for, the guy running the boat? An alien?
They did dock. Nope. They did dock in Hong Kong. They laid in Hong Kong for a bit.
And they went around again and came back to Hong Kong again, right?
No, Australia. And then from there to Australia. Come on, Bob. You got to, you're wasting
Australia
your time.
Australia was second. Australia was second.
Yeah. And then it went to New Zealand. Well, it didn't stop in New Zealand. But then it went back to the Africa side of, what do you call that side? Far, far east, I guess. I don't know.
No,
absolutely. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. But it's just delayed a little bit, waiting for everything else for the sift. We've got the draw. We've got the arch potatoes laying on it, Carol. And we've ordered the drawing salve. It should be here in tomorrow's pro forma. And we got the drawing salve on the potatoes. We're going to draw it all up to get all this corruption up at one time so we can lance it and go squirt. It's all going to come up to a head pretty quickly. But you know, this is very quickly, but you're saying it's going slow. But it's all interesting now because they, and they gave them the extra money for Ukraine, so we feel better about that. And, they figured out the money for the tit taste. They have the tit tasters. They're going to have tit tasters where they're going to people from other countries that are lactating and let the babies come taste their nipples and see which one that they can choose. They can choose their what do you call those people, the illegal aliens? If they're lactating, can choose them and you can own one. Give your milk jug for your baby, for your angel babies.
I was just going to ask that. Those are angel babies. Okay. Zelensky will soon be executed, right? He's having a high time right now, but it happens to all world celebrities. It flips into a hell zone in their lives.
Oh no, we don't know. He might be the viceroy before it's over with. I don't know. You've been listening to your Nazi buddy too long. The Nazi buddy's got you confused. So don't get too carried away with that.
Who's that?
Mr. Nazi, buddy. Duffy Doodle Doo. Mr. Nazi.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so back to the Tennessee Valley Authority. They built, I think, a dam back in the 30s. Did the people running the TV – beg your pardon?
They did more than that. What? That was a – Watts Bar and Watts Dam is the least thing they did, Bob. What are you talking about? This is where they perfected Project Paperclip.
Right. The they that did that was communicating with the aliens that became the Pentagon aliens, correct? Yeah. The aliens were involved with
DLR.
What is it? Is it like a marker place, like the chateau that we went to over in France, you called it, a marker place, Chateau Chambord? Is TVA a marker place for all these interacting worlds, dimensions, and vehicles, and fates?
We'll see. We don't.
All right. So the TVA, is it a major complex and they knew about me and what we were going to do and they knew the new aliens were coming? That'll be a problem for the old aliens
during
the TVA?
The people who used aliens to make Project Paperclip work the first time would probably have a real good idea that there are aliens involved with it still. And if they want to go sideways.
No, I missed that sentence. You missed a word there. The people, you have to restate that. They knew something. The people who made the aliens.
Stop. Don't muddle it. Then let us just do it again. Okay. And you said, say your sentence that you said, and then we'll say our words. Go ahead.
The aliens who built the TVA, they become the Pentagon aliens. They came over from Germany under Wernher von Braun, Project Paperclip.
You didn't say that. That is not what you said.
It doesn't matter. It's close.
No.
Same people.
No, it doesn't matter. We're going to say the words. The aliens, you said a foolish sentence, and we're going to support that because we support you. And we're going to say, Bob, the aliens that helped the TVA project to be successful in the first place, in the 40s, they found nuclear attrition. That's splitting the atom bomb. That's pretty significant, Bob. It hadn't really been done yet, before. So once they figured that part out, the same people that know that angel aliens, whatever you want to call them, assisted them with important information, served them well, would certainly be aware that aliens are still in the sweep or in the conversation of what's going on with the TVA now. That's
and
not Project Paperclip, but it is Huntsville.
Right. So the old Pentagon aliens, they would know about the new aliens coming back then in the, not the 40s, the 30s when the TVA was built.
Yes, but we're talking about the nuclear reactors. That's when it got, anybody can build a damn dam. You can get the damn water to get the damn man to build a damn dam. You know, that's easy.
When did this Pentagon aliens start to happen in North America? You know, before Hitler became chancellor in the teens? You know, when can you pin down, or was it always happening?
Woodrow Wilson.
Aha, that's why you make a lot out of Woodrow Wilson. He knew about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And did they contact him, or he just found out somehow through other people?
No, it was before that. It always meant Mary Todd.
Aha, so she channeled information to Lincoln and he?
No, after they killed him, she documented everything going down. And it went on from there.
All right, so she didn't have to go into trance. She just knew from her own experience what had happened.
Right. And so she started the diarying, making a diary,
diary,
started documenting stuff, and then it caught on. And then presidents post that and said, oh, well, we got to tell what's going on. Because you have these briefings, and you can't say nothing to nobody, so fuck, where does that go? What if you get, when you get like Reagan, you get senile and forget. And it's like, well, that's no fun. So you got to document it.
Right. Yeah, so so she documented, and who's the first president she gave it to?
The next one?
That's Andrew Jackson, I think. I think it's Johnson. Yeah, Johnson. Yeah, Johnson. Mm-hmm. He had the same name as, LBJ's Johnson. There was that interesting overlay. So he had it, and they passed it on. Okay, so did the aliens assassinate Abe Lincoln? And she knew that.
Wrong thread, Bob. Bring it up, back up to paperclip. Get something you can use. That's silly. You know, nobody cares about Abe Lincoln and the CSA. You're getting too
close. Well, who killed him? Well, okay, so she documented the aliens doing something in America. What is it that she's pointing out that they were doing?
That there was an, they thought was from the PETA revolutionary resources from King George. But it really wasn't that. It really wasn't that. Because what happened was there was an alien interaction. Or she didn't call it alien interaction. She knew it as spirits.
Right.
Spirit interaction. That's
so
what she
knew. And all presidents may not have called it spirit, but they understood. And is that when technology was starting to be given with the president after Lincoln?
Technology started with the creation of the mirrors at Versailles. What are you talking
about? All right. That's the one that Marie Antoinette used to... No, she used to look in the fireplace, but there was a mirror there. The Pentagon aliens knew about us. They knew that we would ignore them and interact with the new aliens. They knew that from TVA days. So Mary Lincoln taps into the interaction with spirit, but already royalty in Europe was doing it, or oligarchy, or certain dukes in England or something. And it goes all the way back through everybody. You know, back to, Constantine. I said, did Constantine back in 350 or so started the Catholic Church or locked it into the Roman Empire?
Mm-mm.
Was he interacting
Mm-mm.
with aliens?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. No. He was not, but it wasn't the Catholic Church. Bob. He was setting up the Christian Church in the Ottoman Empire in Turkey. So don't mix that up. And they're not plays, they're palettes.
Right. Yeah. So the a lot of interaction with spirit in the big now. It's always been happening. And it's come to a focus point. This focus point of Nostradamus, Book of Revelation predicted, maybe other religions, of non-physical merging with physical. That's the big point, and Carol and I and J.W. are caught in the middle of it. We're caught with our pants down as the people that it'll be focused through. That's the point. Mm-hmm. And everybody knew this all through non-time. But they all knew in the resonating factor. And the TVA is a symbol in the United States of major crystallization of the interaction with spirit and the implications of the new aliens coming from the Eastern Gate. That's all because TVA is a major marker place. Correct?
Yeah. Karen, do you know what the hell he's talking about? We like it. We think it's great, but we have no idea what he's talking about. Yes, Bob,
well,
absolutely. That's perfect words. Yes, you got it. No problem. Yeah. You got it.
The TVA was is in the Torbit document. It's mentioned
deal.
In the Torbit document.
They're in Revelation 23, too.
It's not in the Torbit document. No way. I read the thing. I have a copy. So they don't talk about chapter 23. Jeez.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. They're in chapter 23.
Ah, the TVA is. And the Torbit document. And the assassination of Kennedy, who didn't die. It's coming back, right? JFK Sr.
Yeah.
is coming back.
And James Manson.
Who's James Manson?
Your little boy's brother.
You mean Charles Manson's brother?
Yeah, James.
Okay. I didn't know that. So JFK's coming back. Is that just part of the rituals you laid out in the Egyptian Book of the Dead? He was dead and he's coming back alive, or he never died?
Yeah.
JFK never
died. What's the difference there? There'll be no difference. So you won't be able to, within quarks. That's why CERN is working, because there'll be no difference. You won't be able to tell the difference. Have you always been dead, or did you just recently die? You know, you can't tell.
Okay, so what? You get that, Carol? We have all these divisions of life and death and knowledges of ignoring death or overcoming death. All these
things
are irrelevant.
Well, for God's sake, Karen's going back to homeopathy. She's now taking great big things and making them into little bitty things. Little angstrom. Oops, can't say angstrom again. But hell, she can't say nothing no more. So I guess she can say angstrom now. Can't say pico. If you can't say nothing, I guess you can say what you want. If you're not going to say nothing, Karen, I guess you can say what you want to. Angstrom sized things and making it homeopathy, bringing it back down to the tiny little parts.
Can I talk about that, Carolyn?
That should be okay.
That's a bunch of bullshit, so we can say that, yeah. So the all those divisions that were really locked in with the printing press, there's no telling who's alive or who's dead or who was here. All the history, as we understood it, that JFK was assassinated, did happen, but now it didn't happen because we're in Rai's return to essence. There's no separation, and it's party time, right?
And there's a... And there's a mental doodle to prove that, too, Bob.
Where's that? Where's that mental doodle? You mean George Reynolds wrote something?
Yeah, you didn't read them, so I don't know how to tell you. If he told you how to find it, you wouldn't find it. Because you don't read them. You receive them, but you don't read them. So anyway,
well, how
that's
would he
fine.
Know about them?
So, well, no, we're being cheeky, Bob, because you spent your whole life making everything about dates. And that's the one thing that now has nothing to do with anything. All dates are obfuscated. They don't mean anything to anybody anyway, anyhow at all. You'll be the last history bearer of a non-historical event. You'll be the last one to keep up with what's going on when nothing's going on. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, because
when did when did that happen? Okay, day after tomorrow.
So Benjamin was actually Ophanel, the leader of the tribe of Benjamin. Right?
He didn't say that. Maybe. Keep talking.
Yeah,
you'll talk
yourself
into something.
Right. So my triangulation feature characteristic is working with dates and numbers. That's gone. That's not me anymore.
Well,
no,
but you do it. You're still gonna do it. You're not gonna change it. Because every reference you got, aha, 11:22. Yes.
I find significance where there is none.
Right.
All right.
That's reasonable.
Okay.
So that part's good.
And everybody else is poorly imitating Bob, trying to find significance where there isn't any. They're not very good at it.
Everybody else is doomed to repeat it over and over and over again.
Okay. We're talking about people coming back and experiencing life more than once, and it's not reincarnation, but... level.
Okay. If when you go out of your house on your walk in the morning and you come back in, is that reincarnation? I don't know. I don't think so.
You were home. You were there. You washed the doorknob. You opened the door. You left the house. You left the being, the spirit of the house. You shut the door. You made a breached the threshold from this world to another world. You went somewhere else, and you somehow find your way without the away movement, found your way back. You're going to rue the day you didn't learn those, just saying, big man. You're going to rue the day. You're going to cry for Karen. And Karen will say, okay, that was the second thing I didn't help you with, Bob, was the OA movement. The other thing was the Bill of Lading. But the second thing I'm not going to help you with is the OA movement. But you're going to rue the day you didn't figure that out. And then you come back in. So is that reincarnation? I'm reincarnated back inside the house.
No, it's not reincarnation. There's no transition involved.
Right. Correct.
Unless I did transition when I went through the door.
You transition outside the house. It is a transition. Same thing.
Yeah. I'm talking about reincarnation as it's defined by Hindus, philosophy, wherever it came from.
No, of course not. Of course not. That's our example of the point. They're trying to say that you leave this body and go find another body, and if you're a good body, you get to come back as a butterfly. If you're a bad body, you come back as a cockroach or a rat, wharf rat, or asshole. You come out as somebody's asshole or somebody's pubic.
I reincarnated, and I became back as a pubic hair.
I'm a pubic hair in somebody's soup.
Okay.
Right.
So that's an erroneous conception, but people are transitioning and then coming back in the same body.
It's like going to the store and coming back. If you say it like that, then it's like, oh, if you say it like that.
Yeah, so people have experienced many different lives.
Yeah. Okay, Oz is ahead by 1,083 votes, Bob.
Who is?
Mehmet Oz.
Well, he was losing yesterday. So
He's losing. He's losing his ground. He's at about 1,000 votes. So it's like That's like 0.00. They might as well just make both of them be it, because it's like you could split hairs between the two. It's
well,
crazy.
Why bring that up? Does this have any bearing on anything we're going to be doing?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it's the threshing floor. We're gonna call this Cider House Rules. Rules.
Oz will get in, and then he'll pay his homage to Carolyn.
Well, we're gonna see. He already paid his homage to Carolyn if she'd give him half of her money.
Yeah.
Already gave her homage for half.
Right. Okay. Next topic. On around September 21st, 2021, JW's having late supper with the Queen in Sandringham, and we're doing our show, and we're talking to Ion, and Ion is watching JW and the Queen. So then Ion asked Bert to join in. So Bert started to tell us what he knew. Now, then we talked to Ion, and Ion seemed to be off in the corner, so to speak, watching JW talk to the Queen. Yet the Queen was listening to the show and heard the show. That means she heard Ion. Where was Ion from the perspective of her eyes in this situation?
Okay. She has incredible, incredible peripheral vision, and she calls it the sublime. That's what she calls it. Now, her sister, who she fucked with, called it the macabre. Margaret didn't like it. She thought it was invasive or woo-woo, you know. Oh, let's go. Oh, well, fabulous. Go get us a little wand. Go make us a little wand, and we'll cast the magic spell and make them do our bidding, you know, kind of thing. But she wasn't going to get into it, because if it wasn't feuding, fighting, or fucking, Margaret wasn't going to embrace it. You see what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But the Queen, look,
she had good peripheral vision. Now, you're not telling us the content of her vision. So she had good peripheral vision. What was so strange about it?
She could see us. She could see. She was talking to JW, but she could see us. Listening to the show, having conversation, and she could see us.
And where were you? There. Off in the corner?
In the corner. Yeah.
Right. And would she see a light? What did you look like?
a version of JW. It's what she could see.
Right. Yeah.
She thought she was having like double vision. She kind of thought like what she saw was double vision till we were standing by the footman. Yes, the Queen of England still has footmen, Bob. Sorry to let you know that. But the footman moved and we didn't. So if it was double vision, the footman couldn't have moved out of the double vision vision.
Yeah. So in other words, the footman can't move. The footman can move separately from JW if it's not double vision. If it's double vision, then
all of it would have to move. Yeah.
Yeah, they move together. So
right.
Now it sounds like she doesn't understand it because she says she's puzzled or
it's overwhelming because it's kind of like, where the fuck were you when I was having to deal with Margaret Thatcher? For Pete's sake.
Okay. So we saw JW's hologram in Skype in November 2014. That's what she saw, that porcelain version of JW.
About that. It's the configuration's a little different because he's a little bit higher and tighter now from a representation because Carolyn made him live this sobriety life till he's just miserable. But he's got a better shape, I guess.
So the hologram we saw in 2014 wouldn't be the same this time. Not exactly.
Wasn't quite so morbidly obese and slobbery with fat hanging everywhere, you know.
No, that wasn't the case. So,
we're being cheeky. We're being cheeky because that's what Carolyn thinks bumblebees are fat. So, you know what you're going to do.
Right, right. We mock you, Carolyn. You're going to be a great figure in our mockumentary. Of Dobbs Sound, they're going to make it.
It'll be the momentous mockumentary.
So she was. Did these experiences of the peripheral overcome her? Like she didn't call it up. She's
talking to JW, and she just kind of looks, and she's kind of like going, "I thought I was seeing double vision, but I'm actually talking to you, but I'm seeing you, or a version of you." She said, and then she laughed. She smiled real. If you listen. She smiled real pretty. The footman moved, and she realized it was a separate thing. She laughed, and she didn't laugh, but she showed her teeth. She smiled big, you know, like a nice, nice smile. Showed her teeth. She said, as Bob would say, "Is that your little buddy?" And JW laughed and said, "Yes, that's what Bob called your little buddy. That's exactly right." Yes, you mean.
I don't call it. You call it that. I never call it little buddy.
Well, that's what she said. That's what she said.
That's pretty good. So had she been hearing, she saw JW, sort of like the hologram JW, starting when the show started. You know what I mean? That you couldn't avoid it. It would be right there. So, yeah.
Right.
So she figured it out. Mm-hmm. She listened. And we're all hamming it up and being ridiculous. And she, you said later, she smiled. She was kind of enjoying it. Now, she would not want
extreme.
It out.
It's very extreme. It's very extreme. That's more extreme than she's used to. But it was fun just to have she called it the supporting of a libertine gospel.
Quoting you guys. Unless you've always been quoting her for the 34,000 hours, you've been quoting her.
Still. It's kind of like the gloves are off now. We're free balling now, Bob.
So she doesn't care that we're talking about her being there and anybody hearing the recording because
she
knows it ain't going to.
If she did, we wouldn't be speaking about it.
Right. You know what you can do.
Decorum is the better part of valor, Bobby.
Does she want people to know that she was plugged into Ion like this, or she doesn't care?
She tried, it's kind of hard to be the monarch and maintain your position as a private person.
Yeah.
You can't even go to the bathroom without it being in the news and
to the
sun. You can't go to the bathroom without the sun reporting your bowel movement of the day. So it's kind of hard to do that, but she'd like it if that were the case. She'd like to just stay at the horse show and go play at Balmoral and not deal with this ever again, but not quite her work.
Right.
for the rest of her life, however long or short, is promised to the service of the people in the monarchy.
What were the words before people in the monarchy? What was the verb?
Service, my service to the monarchy.
Right. Would she be able to live forever if she used our products properly?
Yeah, well, that's the whole example of ascending to the throne, Bob. Yeah.
And if you get on the vehicle and go through the hole in the sun and all that, hole in my neck, you will not die. You will not transition, correct?
Correct. So far, it's looking good. Carolyn said keep her alive, and Carolyn's pretty important.
Okay.
You can't. Hey, we don't know how important Carolyn is or not, but you can't live without her. How about those connectors?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Knows.
Why would I want to live without her?
No, okay. You wouldn't want to, but it becomes a high pecking order in the food chain, Bobby.
Yeah, well, what, do I ever care about the pecking order? No.
Oh, no. Okay, well, then.
I'm always included.
Okay, well, then we don't have a worry in the world, man. It's all good.
Yeah. I have here, are we, capital W-E, going through that hole in the sun? What the heck? Why did I ask that?
Of course,
we all know we're doing that. What could I have meant? Is there a supernova at that point?
No.
The
supernova happens before. You're not worried about the sun. You're worried about the black hole.
In the sun. The black hole in the sun.
In your neck. Not in the sun. It's in your neck.
Yeah, yeah. Why
the
are we worried
about
that?
Sun mocks you. Because that's what's got to line up so you can go through it. Silly Bob.
But the new aliens are going to guide us. They're going to help us do that.
If you're successful, yep, we're looking. We're going to give it the old. We're going to give it the old college try there, Bobby.
Okay, if I'm not successful, then we just start over again and work our way up and attempt it once again,
drastic. We're not. You can if you want to. But we're not.
You're not helping anymore.
Hell the fuck no. You've done do what you do, do good. Bob, do what you do, do good. If you fuck it up this time, it's yours to lose. No problem. It's all good. You got it. You got it. But now on the flip side of that is, you're good. As long as you don't set the kitchen on fire, you'll be okay.
Okay. Maybe this is it. I have a YouTube somehow came into my awareness. NASA discovers, and this would be a couple days ago, I think, NASA discovers massive 75,000 mile hole in the sun. So then they show the hole. Is that the hole in my neck?
It is. Look where it is. Look where it's sitting. It's right below the chin. If you put a face on the sun, which everybody shows pictures of that, take the chin. It's a little bit pointed a little bit to what would be your right. Go right where that hole is, and that's right there in that little spot on your chin. You got the spot on your chin right now. I don't know why this is such a mystery, Bob. You've got it right there on your face.
You mean it's on the right side of my neck? The right side of my neck.
Well, no, you'd be on the left side of your neck, but as you're looking at it.
You just said you will be on the left side of your neck. How am I going to be on the left side of my neck?
Bob.
It's a you.
Your neck. We're talking about, we're making a parallel between your face and the fucking sun. So if the sun's face has a face, they're looking at a picture of the sun.
Kale's laughing.
Face.
What's so funny, lady?
And you turn,
young lady?
And you turn the chin. You turn the chin a little bit to your right.
At the beginning. Look, I don't give a fuck what you're trying to say. I'm touching my right side of my neck. Is that where the hole is?
No, it'd be on the
Bob,
left side where the hole is.
You should have done the Boy Scouts to learn your directions. You're supposed to die through the hole.
A goddamn French. We did not fucking do Boy Scouts in Paris, Carolyn. Okay? Boy Scouts.
Okay, then
the
you should have tried out for the Girl Scouts then. Maybe you'd have made it a Girl
Scouts.
Yeah,
we hung out with the Girl Scouts and we learned Venus flytraps. We learned how to fuck
Venus,
at a very early
Venus
age. Fly here, trap. The culture of love, Carolyn.
Venus flytrap. So that's a drug. I think Spanish fly. I think Spanish fly is a little different than what you're talking about, probably.
Okay. Look, this is very fucking simple. Is the hole in my, I'm touching the right side of my neck. Is that where it is?
No, it's on the left side.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
Hold your left hand.
put your left hand up and put it on that little spot on your neck, from your left hand, on your left side of your neck, that little pimple spot blotch right there where your thyroid is. If you look, yeah. You look close and pull it. Pull up all the fat. Pull all the fat up, Bob, and look at your neck right there. It's right there. You can see it under that layer of fat
is the thyroid,
right there.
Yeah, is the thyroid in that area?
In the middle.
Oh, it's in the middle. Okay, Ion. So now, when we look at the sun, yes, the sun's facing me. My left side would be on the right side of the sun as I look
Correct.
At it.
Correct.
That's what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Imagine that. It's a miracle, boy. But now the good news is we figured this out. Hey, we figured this out. There are days that it would have taken 9 or 10 hours to figure that out, Bob. So you're doing, you're batting a thousand.
Okay, so that's my question. I'm asking, are we going through that hole in the sun? And you're saying, yes, that's the hole we're going through.
Of course.
When did they discover this? Did it just show up, or they just never noticed it before?
They've got to make news. They must make news, Bobby. They got to make the news.
Right. NASA's got to announce it as making progress. So they knew about the hole.
First Congress has got to acknowledge they are fucking aliens. Number one. Then they got to acknowledge that there's particles, matter, antimatter. Then they got to prove that Newtonian physics is no good, but they're almost there. Nobody believes anything that anyway now. So then they got to move it up just a little bit. They got to peer through Edgar Cayce's version of the Scientific Illustrated to see if there's something scientific in the words of Edgar Cayce or Nostradamus, for fuck's sake. Then they get through that part, and it's like, all right, we got that part. Then it's kind of like, okay, this is ridiculous. I have no idea what's going on. Let's just go. And so then they don't have to know anything, but enough people have access. They have enough access to say, okay, if we don't ascend, we're going to become Stan.
Sand? S-A-N-D? Is that what you said? Spam. S-P-A-M. Yeah, okay. Oh, that's wonderful.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I've ignored it. I never ate it, but I know other people eat it. Yep, I know all about it.
You don't know. You don't know what you eat. What are you talking about? You don't know what you eat.
I know I don't eat spam. I can tell spam.
You
even
have
though
no,
I never eaten it. I would
you
know.
Have no
I know.
Idea. You have
so
no idea.
I'd puke.
You have no idea. It is delicious. It's amazing. Carolyn, we're going to put him on the chicken liver and spam pate. He'll be great. Spam pate.
Okay, so then I have written here, oscillating magnetic fields in Italy. So somebody declared they've got oscillating magnetic fields for healing and surgery, and it destroys gangrene, and they call it the biophotonic. Is that something that's happening, or somebody ripping off us? What's going on there in Italy with the oscillating magnetic fields?
Well, that's always been. That goes back to the days when we were talking with Rejoice about the ley lines, for God's sake. And remember, they were all shifting and changing. Everybody had to adjust themselves to the new ley lines. Well, they did. And so this is an outcome of that process. The next thing Carolyn's going to have healing beds. We have a bed where you can get healed or laid out or get beaten in the head with
it. It's just a version of radionics, Bob.
Okay.
But it's a charge. It's a charged radionics. That's the difference. So this is charged. Radionics is just the frequency responding to the condition. But this is a charged particle field, which is a little better.
Right. And they're going to develop this because they don't want to go along with Bob and Carolyn and do our products.
Well, they got to do something. They got to do something to get people's money, Bob. These people are going to be dead. They're going to die with a lot of money. What the hell good is that? They got to get rid of their money.
Yeah, you just said they need money. Then you said they got to get rid of money.
No,
so there is
no rich people got to get rid of their money so they can go lay in the hot bed or the fuck bed or the bed and get yourself feel a little bit better before you die. So pay them a lot of money to lay in the big bed. So
there's the difference. You have to do our product if you want to live. If that's
correct, but that will help you feel better. But then meth will make you feel better. So you know, we don't know.
Yeah,
kind of okay.
Yeah, no. That's the point, Carolyn. You're doing medicine as a great physician. That actually keeps you alive. And that's the line. That's
she's
the red
doing,
line.
No. She's being the example that allows ascension in their life. She's no longer dealing with fucking sick people. Sick people are overrated. We're not dealing with sick people anymore.
Yeah, and I can post that one, right, Carolyn? We can let that be heard.
Yeah. Carolyn's new byline on the billboard is, don't be a drag, just be a queen.
Okay, next point. Carolyn, here we go. According to the Evergreens, Marilyn Monroe was murdered. And it laid out how she was murdered. I think Ion said that Marilyn Monroe was murdered. Well, there's a new documentary saying, no, she committed suicide. There was a lot of pressure on her, but she committed suicide. Is it more complicated?
No.
Is it more than one Marilyn Monroe?
No. She was murdered. She was murdered. Now, it was a sweet release. Every death is a suicide. So if that's true, okay, you get away with it. No. It wasn't a suicide. They set it up in such a way that it would look like a suicide, but she had to go because she was fixing to tell tales on the little Catholic boy with his loose Peter problems who was sleeping with little boys.
Little boys, is that Jack or Robert?
The president, JFK.
Right. Now, did the president organize the murder?
Now, we're not talking about children. We're talking about his companion that lived with them everywhere. The one who Jackie O was very mad that her husband had a thruple.
A male lover hanging out with them.
Correct.
All the time.
And he was there younger. even in the White House. You can read all about it. Extra, read all about it.
Where do you read about that? No one's ever talked about that.
The internet.
Okay, so listen. So Marilyn Monroe was murdered. Who organized it? Robert Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, or someone separate from them?
Joe
Kennedy did it. Okay. And he had his mafia connections and that kind of stuff. So
he had it all scotched up, Bob.
What does that mean? The drink? Drinking scotch?
No, when you scotch something, he controlled all the scotch. The family still makes a cut off all the imported scotch into the United States of America, even to this day. But he had it scotched up, meaning something holding the wheels to scotch it, to block the wheels so it doesn't roll away. No, she wasn't going to get away. He had her all scotched up. Mm-hmm.
Well, did she know she's going to be killed?
Yeah, that's why she went into that manic depression stage and got all weird and was having all these manic depressive mood swings and bring me another lover and then you don't like me. Yes, you do. No, you don't. Hate me. Love me. Like me. And they were trying to control her and Byron so that she didn't end up on the damn Barbara Walters special back when she was a girl.
So would you say that depression went on for like 6 months before she died?
We don't know those words because you can't, Karen says you can't make a person become depressed. They're either depressed. No, we're talking about clinical depression. You can't make a person become depressed. They're either depressed or they're not. But you can have stages of apprehension. That's your word that we say all the time. But that doesn't matter. You can't just make somebody be depressed, clinically depressed. They can fake depression until they can't get out of the bed anymore. That's not what we're talking about here. This is like clinical depression. All right, and a little bit of schizophrenia.
And you can't make somebody depressed, so what makes them get depressed?
The dopamine receptors in the brain change, and in this gloom, they call the Eeyore syndrome. Gloom, despair, and agony. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And
okay, you guys.
It doesn't involve chromosome 14, the switching mechanism in that.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Right. What are you saying, Carolyn?
John F. Kennedy had a gay best friend who even had his own room at the White House.
Who's saying that?
A book.
The internet.
Pictures. The internet. It's all over the internet.
Is that? Did it just come out now? I'm just picking up the latest gossip.
2013.
Okay. All right. Next question, Ion. Well, I watched the...
How dare you come up with pretty good information just because you didn't know it, that it had to be some pirated version of technical information. You ridiculous little snob, you. That's ridiculous. Okay, Karen, mark that down. something that some date that Bob didn't know. There we go. That's there's a first. Call Mae okay. Russell. She
yeah.
didn't see that one
and
coming.
He just skates right over it.
Right. Oh yeah.
That's right.
No issues. Because it's got as long as it begins with, includes, and ends with him, it's all good.
It'll all be all right.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah. So watching the Kentucky Derby, it's quite amazing. Rich Strike, you know,
80-1. And they're slapping him in the face. Rich Strike's not even going to run the Triple Crown. Oh, he needs to rest. He needs to rest. You motherfucker, you win 80-1 and you need to rest so you'll be ready for the Belmont Stakes. What the fuck kind of call is that? The horse is ready. Run. You can win. No, we're not going to do that. We're just going to take our licks and go on. It's like, Jesus God, what the fuck? I mean, isn't, that don't make no sense. Best
yeah,
thing
so
ever, ever, ever. Longest shot ever. And they say, no,
yeah.
We need to rest. We're a little busy.
They're dropping off the second one, so it's going to be 2 out of 3 it's going to run. 2 races out of 3 is what you're saying.
So there will be no Triple Crown this year.
No winner of the Triple Crown, but there will be 3 races, then, right?
Doesn't matter. No, the Triple Crown is when you successfully complete all 3 races to achieve the honored title of a Triple Crown. But there'll be 3 races,
yeah,
but there'll be no Triple Crown.
Yeah, no winner of all 3. Okay.
Can't, because the horse, the Rich
so
Strike's not going to be there.
Here's my question. Why do horses run? What is the horse perceiving, thinking as it's dashing down there? Does it say, I got to pass everybody? What the hell is the horse?
No. It's
why
like zoomies. It's like doll. It's like you've seen it, you know, well, used to back in the day. Cal, remember back in the day when Jenny's dog, she'd let them out and they'd go and just run. They'd have their, what they call zoomies. They'd just do their zoomies and
yeah.
run and play and have a big time and just get all their energy out and just a burst of energy like that. They
yeah.
would do that. So horses have that same intrinsic condition, especially if they're bred that way. Kind of like a greyhound dog has the promiscuity to be a runner, you know, like we're running the races, chasing things, hunting things, the racing part, that's an aspect that they do. And so horses are set to that modality if that's their breed type. Persians and some of the quarter horses are better. They're more agile. Meaning they're more like for working cows. They're more like work horses, draft horses, kind of working. Whereas race horses are made just for the straight out run. You know, not a marathon. That's that 100-yard dash business. If you do it like quite a human's run, that have a runner's build or a swimmer's build that can run, so they're lean enough that they can make tracks. And you're asking why do they run? Because it's bred in their condition.
Yeah, they're encouraged to race around and do little spurts and all that, okay? They get that. They're trained a bit. Okay. Now, when they're running, are they just trying to run as fast as they want? They don't even care about any other horse? They don't even notice they're passing horses?
No, they are thinking. They're thinking what that jockey, that little 12-pound jockey, that's the only people in the world that are smaller than Dr. Carolyn Dean are those jockeys on the horses. They're like 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
They're like little 12-pound midgets. It's awful.
Yeah.
So they like tape them and glue them to the saddles because they don't blow off because they're so little.
Yeah.
And so they have got a rapport with the horse. And they have little, it's kind of like when Carolyn's riding you to get you to do something you don't want to do. She rides
yeah.
you till you do it, and she'll force you. All right, okay, I'll do it. Bob. Okay. No, I'm not going to do it. Yes, you're. Bob. Okay. You know, like that. They do it just like that, and then after a little while, you give up. You don't want to be berated anymore, so you run like the wind, trying to get away from that. And so they do that, and they'll pass everything, go and try to win that race because they don't want to get hollered at anymore by Dr. Carolyn Dean when she's
they
in a
know,
mood.
They know they got to beat the other horses.
No, see, they've been exposed to the Bob and Carolyn show. They know the Bob and Carolyn show, so they know what to expect, so they respect how they
yeah.
respond. You know, it's like George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Yeah,
except
right.
Y'all are way more funny. Gracie Allen was just kind of a twit.
Yeah.
She was cute. And George pretended like he was smart. He didn't know shit either, so you know how that goes.
Okay. So here's a question. There was some video someone sent me, And it showed the place where humans were made. And it was in Mexico, Teotihuacan. Teotihuacan. Were humans made there?
And that was was that on a palais? Were they born on a palais there, Bob? Did they put them on a palais and drop them?
Yeah, they put them on a palette.
A palais.
Dropped off at the Garden of Eden. Okay, so the pyramids.
You had to take them apart. No, Bob, they weren't invented there.
Yeah. The pyramids have the same alignment as the Egyptian pyramids. The Mexican pyramids have the same alignment.
All of them line up. We've done this 1,000 times, Bob. Those are markers so that you can figure out how to reconfigure the Yarmulke Kana. We've done this now. That's the end of the Mayan calendar. We've done 1,000 hours on this now. Shit, don't recreate the wheel now. The Hali Aliaka is moving and lining up the other way. Those points all come, and then the earth turns, it shifts, where poles are flipping. The Giza is the nose cone of the planetary spaceship. Yarmulke continent, where do you wear the Yarmulke? On the top. It's going to flip around, heading toward the sun. It's going to point directly there. Gives you exactly how many rocks there are around Giza. It's in your ION logo with the sun on the top and the ION. For fuck's sake, you really can't make this shit up, Bob. It's pretty easy after a little bit. Just follow the pictures. It's a picture show. You don't even have to read. That's like Tina. You don't even have to read. Just look at the pictures and then follow the pictures, and you can go like that. And that lines up. So if that's true, the other side of those lining up those things, you'd have the aft part of the boat of the Titanic. There may be an iceberg involved in this Titanic, but we're going to see. We're going to hope for the best. We're going to see how we go. And then what happens is once you go through the black hole, okay, the black hole, or is that black space or nigger space? Might be a nigger space.
Yeah.
It might be. I don't know. Yeah. We'll have to see about that. But then what happens is it's basically giving you the shape or the direction of the boat, because they know how you're not good with direction. So we got to say, okay, the point is to the top of the pyramid, and the pyramid's going to go through which side first? It's going to go through first. So then the other side, if you draw a line on the other side, it would come to the other side. This is going to be the last thing. So where they said humans was made, that'll be the last thing to go through. You see?
Humans that were made would be the last thing to go through.
That's the aft. They weren't made there. That's just the aft of the boat. No humans
were
made there unless somebody got lucky on a Saturday night, you know, there.
Right. But you're saying humans are the last to go through what you're laying out.
No. No. That space is where you... Bob, where the space that they said humans were made, that's the aft of the boat. That's all it is. It's the back of the boat. It's the back of the boat. It's the end of the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said they line up, the pyramids, those pyramids line up. They do. There's the front of the boat and there's the back of the boat. Yep, just like that. Yep.
So all the pyramids all over the world are all orchestrated to point to Bob's flight to back to Andromeda.
They're just buoys to line things up. They've lasted longer than the Empire State Building, so go figure.
Okay. The person said the pyramids have the same alignment as the Egyptian ones, marking Orion. What's that mean, marking Orion?
The Orion's belt, the Giza Plateau, right in front of your fucked up face on the Sphinx. Those three pyramids match up with the solar constellation of Orion, or specifically those three dots. The Orion's belt match exactly Giza's pyramid plateaus. Pyramids.
Okay, right. So, again, it's all about Bob and Ophanel and what he set up. I helped Moses to build these things because I knew what the goal was, correct?
Uh-huh. No, right. It wasn't you. It was George Soros. He financed the pyramids, goddammit. He got up the money. He stole it from the Jews. And he got up the money to hire the Hebrewoids to go over there and build the pyramid so he'd have something to be lasting. Come on now. You know this, Bob. Haven't you been listening to Maggie?
Yeah, I got that. So And then and the main god was Quetzalcoatl. That's bullshit, right? In the Mexican scenario.
He would be minor god. He wasn't the main god. He's a minor god. We'll see what he can do.
What about when you were
fun.
On the...
It was fun chatter. It was fun chatter, though.
What was? What chatter?
That little sidebar you did with Goober Snatcher thing.
Mm-hmm. You claim you've explained the pyramids and their meaning many times, hundreds of hours, but he never laid it out like that before, eh, Kelm? That in more detail, I think. Finally got the whole story pretty well.
Good. Maybe we won't have to do this much more. So it'd be good.
Right. So the... they've got the pyramid scene. It's all geared to going home. Well, let's leave that for now. So, what is Ion? You, Ion, whatever you are, versus an anion, A-N-I-O-N.
Okay, it's part counterpart. It's the fullness of all things. It's what's lacking in all things. See, it's a positively charged.
That's you, but what about the anon, the particle? Is that what's lacking in all people?
That's the part they're trying to fill with the ion. Ion is a positively charged particle.
You're
so
saying
everybody's
the anion, you're not talking about you, ion, in the sentence.
Correct.
You're saying
correct.
The ion in matter has to merge
we
with the
are
anion.
Drawn. No, no, run the way. Positively charged particles, ions, are drawn to the anions. So we're drawn to the crazies, like you.
Am I talking to a positively charged particle?
You are.
Is that all you are?
Well, we'll see.
So the makeup of matter involves the interplay of physical and non-physical. Ion being non-physical.
We have no idea what you just said.
No, you know what I'm saying. And they interpenetrate.
but you can't explain it. Yeah, but you can't explain it. You're just using words.
I know what the
no
words
context.
Mean.
You have no context to validate your position.
This
your hypothesis is flailing.
Whenever I get real close or accurate, I says, we have no idea what you're talking about. He's trying to block it. Block it. He won't admit it. I got it. Nailed it. The damn anion and mixing with the ion is all we're leading into and head to Andromeda because of that.
Okay, that's fine. Beautiful. But now let me tell you a secret. When you get dizzy or you get undizzy, I know you got nothing to do, but if you're going to continue back long, look up what happens when you mix an anion and an ion.
A lot of trouble.
Can become troublesome, especially at a
That's ecstatic. That's a turmoil at the ecstatic level.
Well, and can go even worse than that. Can go A-bomb if you want it to.
Okay. The A-bomb was the beginning of it. This effect that you're saying, watch out, involves aliens. And aliens are in the mix of making this happen or not happen, correct?
It's a corporeal issue of the atom bomb.
Right, I get that. You said corporeal position, I think.
Yep, we did.
Yeah, position. So there's Enoch, E-N-O-C-H. Is there somebody called E-M-I-C-H, E-M-I-C-H, or some other name similar to Enoch?
No. There is other names. There's Moses' grandfather, which is Enoch. But then in Kings and Chronicles, there's others that have close names. Amalek, Imalek, there's a bunch of them that all vary because you had to have Bible names back in the day. So they would make a little tear. You know, like the Isaac, Esau, Isaiah, Isaac, you know, all those different skeletons.
And they're all referring, this Emic and Amalika, they all refer to Enoch, the same guy.
Correct.
Okay. I have here. Ion is. Right. Ion. Oh, the different people. So, like different JWs?
No, like Ben and John and Pearly and Paul and J.
Jamie and, you know, Judy.
You mean different? No, they're all different names for the same guy.
No, they're not. They're different names. Enoch is Enoch.
Enoch is not Enoch.
Enoch is Enoch. All the other Enochian words that are close to that, Emit, Alok, Ecoch, whatever the bullshit you were talking about, they're different people with a name close to Enoch.
Okay. All right. And they don't have the Enoch experience, though. Okay.
They were hoping to, though. They want to be taken up. That's right.
Yeah, it'll take a while to do a pinhead on the Anunnaki. We won't do that tonight, eh? We're running low.
We'll help you. We'll help you with that when you don't have pressing matters with the play.
Right. With the play? What's the
palais.
Play?
Palais.
Oh,
what
yeah, the palette. The palette. The palette. Okay. Now, listen to this.
Love you so much. You're just the most fun thing ever. You can't get more fun than you. And it never gets old, and you just want to kill yourself, and you just want to take the bamboo skewers and shove them under your fingernails and just get something so you can get some feeling back because you just take all the life out of living. It's so delicious. We think it's just delightful.
Okay. The almost the final point here. I have I wrote out, ion is a positively charged atom. And in brackets, I got virulent hyphen anion hyphen Bob forgetter of all time. Bob forgetter of all time. Is virulent ion or an anion?
No. Jerry Farwell. Farwell. That's what you're missing.
What's he?
The fall. He was the suit against virulent. That was Jerry Farwell.
Oh, yeah.
That was
right.
The battle. It was the ion cation of that. Except Larry Flint was supposedly the nasty one, but he was actually going to court trying to prove the point. And he was trying to say, I'm going to give you your rights. This numbnut motherfucker is going to put you in cages and not let you fuck at all, or make you fuck, or put you in some kind of like reform school in the Christian faith of Lynchburg, Virginia, Liberty Baptist Church, and blah, blah, blah. Whatever that was, that standard, and he was the standard of hustler.
Right. So purulent is a cation, not an anion.
No, he's
purulent's a cation.
Correct. But you're messing up the whole topical conversation because Carolyn's just trying to work out all those details that you can't play. And so what you're doing is you're trying to make this into a gossip session so that she can get the words out there to play it to everybody so that she don't get in trouble for playing the thing that she told you under penalty of death you better not goddamn play. So you're taking it into the furry, you're taking it into the pornographic studio on the Granny Porn Channel to see if you can wedge it out some way so you can at least get some kind of striking verse for the Facebook page where the Rothschilds will be. Chateau Lafitte, the Rothschild, will be thrilled with this one, Bob. Granny Porn 202. But you may need to do a TikTok. Maybe you need to do an OnlyFans or a Twitter. Oh, yeah, you can do your Twitter. You can do your Bush on the Twitter, Bob. They'll pay you money to do that. You can call it Morning Bush. Be Morning Bush. You'll do that. That'd be great.
Okay, how is Bob a forgetter of all time?
You take nothing to heart. You listen to everything, you engage everything, but you take nothing to heart. Nothing matters. You can say some of the harshest, vilest, most terrible, horrible things any human's ever said, and 5 minutes later says, well, that was a long time ago. What are you fussing about? Stop. I said you smell like a nasty skank-ass whore. I didn't say you were a whore. I said you smell like one.
So okay, we got that.
That's actually no issue. Or you can have a battle royale with somebody where it's toe-to-toe, and you're like, okay, come on over. Let's go get you some hashish.
Wrapping up, you say the word nigger a lot. Is that the southern aspect of J.W.'s life? Like
no.
He never got to say
nigger?
Oh,
no. J.W. would never say that. He never said that.
I know. And so it
comes
out
in
this session.
No.
I know
he's not
trained properly.
No.
So why is nigger said
a lot? It's not trained properly. That word was actually used in his young days. That was a normal response. That was not inappropriate. Okay, so now the hood rats that have come to take over, that's the only word they use. And so we respect we respect the hood rats, and we compliment them on the use of that word. And that's what we say.
Right.
If you don't want us to say that, then y'all don't say it. When we say it to the right folks, they're like, okay, what's up, my nigga? They understand it. It's no problem. It's not even racist because it's a term. If it was a bad word, why are you using it? See? You can't go, oh, if I use the word, it's all right. But if you use the word, oh, no, that's not going to work out. We're going to beef. All right, let's beef. See, that's the thing.
I got you. I got you. Thank you very much.
Fight. All right, let's fight. That's good.
Yeah. And then the Quavo.
It's not a bad word, by the way.
Did we talk to you about Quavo? What was going on with Quavo?
But you were calling Quervo or Quavi or Fluvi or Zip.
I got the name, Quavo. I've got it. Doesn't matter.
Good.
So Quavo, is he? Did you tell us on Tuesday night or something about that? I can't remember if I talked to you about.
No, we had a fit. We had a fit Tuesday night in your rehab. You were having rehab. He's putting the children in rehab.
Yeah.
We were having a nervous breakdown trying to live through it, which we felt compelled to sweep up the bodies if anybody else fell to the left or the right. But anyway, what we were trying to say is his condition that was exacerbated was the one he was trying to get away from, Jack and Jermaine. Because here they are walking around. They have this non-physical thing that they can actually have access to and present. Not only have access to, present. Just kind of like, holy fuck, how do you get access to the Holy of Holies? And I don't have access to it. And I'm trying to do good. And the next thing you know, he's 1 inch from falling away from everything. And he got a hard knock life. So the only thing that comes back into him is that he knows all of his quote success. I mean, how much success could a rip rapper really have for any kind of long term? It's not like he's Sinatra, Bob. It's not quite like that.
All his success is what? You didn't finish your sentence.
Very vulnerable or fleeting. One,
right.
He slapped one bitch one time in a recorded elevator and it could all go away just like that. And it almost
right.
did.
But and when I looked at the footage of it, he looked very different, sharp-beaked face than when he was with us. He has changed physically.
No. He was railed. He got exposed to non-physical. Now you've had a taste of it. Now you want more of it. Now you can't get it. Now he cut himself off, or his handlers cut himself off, so he turns into this Makita Saad. I mean, he becomes crazy.
Right. So
why would a little Christian rapper that sang with Justin Bieber, the Beeb, go whoop for somebody's ass? But the problem is, she's pretty stout. She could have probably whooped his ass. So that's why you stay in the right. That's why you stay straight, because Karen will whoop you to death. She put the whoop ass on you, you wouldn't be nothing left. So what happens is you get exposed to it, you can't control it, then it's got to go, and then you're like lost. So it's made a void. That's an example of the void.
So was he shocked when he saw Jermaine, and it brought the whole Ion Dilemma back to him?
The first words out of his mouth is, Ion! Not hello, Jermaine. How are you doing? It's good to see you again. Why are you here? I ran to the other side. I went to Brazil to get away from you, and then I went to Miami to get away from you, and here you walk in the door? What the fuck? I thought you went to Andromeda or something. Didn't y'all go already? You were leaving.
After the evening, after his encounter with them, did he puzzle about this? Did it affect him over the next 48 hours?
No, it's been affecting him ever since that night. Because he's stuck with him. Because nothing we said was nothing with anything except for supporting and help you're going to mess it up. Once he had that opportunity and he spurned it, then he becomes Peter. Remember the church, Peter?
Yes.
Apostle Peter? He spurned. He spurned non-physical. So now he's all messed up. Any success belongs to somebody else. Anything he pulls off, it's not his own. Anything good that he can do, it's the fisherman's church. He's never more than a fisherman. And so then here the apostle walks in and says, hey, what's up? Ion! That's how that comes along. Because now he's back to his first love. But now he's separating himself. Now, if he comes on the show Saturday night, you're going to have a little chat with him. You need no trouble with that. You'll have a little chat with him. But it won't be pleasant. Because it'll be like if Rejoice comes in Saturday night, you're not going to be real easy on her. You're not just going to say, well,
yeah,
honey,
okay,
we missed you last week.
Yeah, that's gossip. We got to end the show. I got to go. So did how does Jack and Jermaine present Ion? They have access to Ion. How do they present Ion?
They don't. They don't have to now. They don't have to now. They're just living their life. They're living their good life.
Yeah, but you said they can present Ion. What does that mean, to be able to present Ion?
They have access, and they can say, Jermaine, you're so amazing. What's going on? But I have access to non-physical. What does that mean? Oh, nothing. And they go, no, what the hell are you talking about? And then she can just say, well, go to this site and look at it. Don't worry about it. It's nothing. It's what we do.
Okay.
You don't have to do that. They play it down.
Okay.
Take it away from them. Take it away from them.
Excellent. Thank you very much.